This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No money now. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Chat, take it from me, must be out your mind. I get a lot of slime. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of crime. Pockets running over with the dollar sign. Chat, take it from me.
Welcome to episode 298 of 4th and John. I'm Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Mal, and Damn Skippy, a.k.a. Hollis Thomas in the house. Today we're talking roster cuts, news, and notes. Yes, we know there's a lot of big news. The news so big that I'm on vacation. I had to stop what I'm doing to get caught up. And the timeline has helped me do so. My phone's been blown up. I know a lot of you guys are excited. I know everybody wants to talk about somebody getting cut, traded, released. I first and foremost, I just want to give a hat tip to Howie Roseman. Howie's been in his bag, and he's brought in some elements to this team that I have been asking for. We talked about having linebackers, safeties with range. He delivered that for me, so that's been a gift for me. He's just made some moves that's made sense. We're getting down to this final 53, but today's been exciting. How you guys feeling right off the bat?
Feeling great. Team's looking nice. And let's just give a little shout out to your lovely lady Amanda, man, letting you break away from the vacation and talk to birds for an hour. I mean, she's a real one. She's a real one. No, dude, what has been the complaints this entire offseason? The top complaints have been safety, running back, and people have been even bitching about the punter. Well, guess what? We've got the safety situation figured out. Dude, this defense, each and every layer of it has gotten stronger and taken a huge step forward from the last year. It's going to come down to how Jonathan Gannon puts all these pieces together. Is he going to be able to put a formidable defense out there? I sure as hell hope so. He has all the tools to be able to do so. So, man, I'm going to have some faith going into it. I'm not going to come in here with a sour attitude. We did all the right things on paper as far as Howie Roseman did the best he could this offseason, and I'm going to have the highest hopes possible for it.
Ooh, lovely.
Ooh, man. Lovely. It's hard to follow all that tenderness there. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but with a short leash, because if you come out the same way that you did the entire preseason, not working on any type of blitzes or anything, and you been given the world here defensively as we go and get a safety that I enjoy watching to play with the Saints. It's kind of like deja vu. Did we get a safety last time that wasn't getting paid from the Saints?
That we did.
We let a guy go. And one of the other things that we've been griping about safety, I haven't really been griping about it. I think mostly it was Anthony Harris. When you look at the way he was playing, he really didn't just jump off the page at you. Which is probably why they let him. They were able to part ways with him. But I was looking. I thought we was gonna get rid of Big Puddin', and we did get rid of Big Puddin'. And I keep hearing things about getting rid of Jalen Reagor. But it's a segment of this that I was gonna give to you guys a little bit later on about. Well, sometimes you have to let those guys go so you give somebody who truly deserves to make the team an opportunity. So I'll leave you guys with that and let Maul say something. Go ahead, Maul.
Yo, right now, I just want to address something real quick. I did not lose a bet. I cut my mustache because I made a mistake trying to trim it. I tried to trim my mustache at the crib and butchered it, and so it all came off. No bets lost, no nothing like that. It'll be back. But, how is that dude, man? He did what he does. You know, so a lot of talk about historically how he's been, but historically he's definitely been one of the better GMs as far as like contract management, keeping us in the fold as far as competitiveness. So I'm excited. The cut downs, lost some people. I can't really say we cut anybody that I was surprised that we cut. So it's not like anything surprising. I'm not surprised they kept Dillard, you know, having a swing tackle behind, especially somebody like Lane, who's getting a little bit older, is important.
On that, you kept him, but every time somebody gets hurt, somebody else besides him plays.
He's not. So you're saying he won't be the first tackle up?
He's not. So Jack, was he the first one up last time? Did they play Jack Driscoll?
At right tackle, yeah.
Yeah, but he played. I thought they played it. Yeah, someone sucks ass, dude. I'm sorry. You have to get somebody else an opportunity. At some point, that first round shit goes out the door.
He's still here. Jalen Reagor's still here. We just got to deal with it. Like, they're here, bro.
When it's neck cut time, they never put his ass on the field. That's all I'm saying.
He's so great. He got snaps. He got snaps where? He got snaps at both tackle spots, bro. Like, he's played football.
Thank you. You just played yourself. You said you just played yourself. When I said they put Jack Driscoll, now you say, "Oh, that was right tackle." Now, what did you just say? They did what to him?
He's played both tackle spots.
Oh, okay.
I wish Hollis would stop calling me Big Pudding. Quite frankly, I don't enjoy it or appreciate it. I got a little thug life in me, and you'll see it.
The best part is Hollis talked through that whole thing. He didn't even realize that he was muted. He just going.
I'll let you finish your stuff.
Spotlight me real quick. All jokes aside, man. I mean, yeah, you know, he's still here. They're still here, right? Like, they're still here. Could be some trades down the line. We have no idea what's going to happen. But we got a good team, man. It's the best roster we've had in quite some time. Less holes in very important places. So, you know, I'm excited to see what Sirianni does. Excited to see Hurts cook up. But, you know, like Hollis always says, like, my thing is Jonathan Gannon, bro. You got to show me that you're capable of being a high-level defensive coordinator. So you got all the pieces. You could be exotic as you want to. The excuses for me for Gannon out the window. You got everybody now. So it's time to make those plays happen.
Howie, talking about a guy who's making things happen. I know, Ev, did you have the list of guys who have been released? I just saw a couple people. If there's news that is popping off, let us know. I saw that Britton Covey was released just recently.
I was trying to verify it. I didn't see it anywhere else, though.
Well, I have the official list right in front of me, so I can just start at the top here. First cut was center Cameron Tom, then safety Jaquaski Tartt. Quarterback Carson Strong, running back Jason Huntley, even though he got a million touches this preseason. Defensive tackle Rennell Wren, tight end known as Dick Rod, Richard Rodgers, wide receiver Greg Ward, cornerback Josh Blackwell, QB Reed Sinnett, not good enough, cornerback Mario Goodrich, safety Anthony Harris, that one caught some people by surprise, wide receiver Devin Allen, cornerback Tay Gowan, defensive tackle Marvin Wilson, offensive tackle LaRaven Clark, cornerback Mac McCain, DT Kobe Smith, inside offensive lineman Jack Anderson, Deion Kane, Andre
You had it perfect though. Listen,
man, once you don't make the team, I forget how the hell to say your name. It's like Noah Tungai as the final one on this list right now.
But you get that one right.
Yeah. Now going around the room, surprising. We'll go with you, Hollis. What was the most surprising cut of the names that were listed?
Harris. Harris was the most surprising cut. He had been rolling with the ones the entire time. He didn't play in that last game. Normally, when you're playing in that last game, the writing's on the wall. They're trying to showcase you for something. I don't think everybody was wondering, you know, where our safeties were. And I noticed Marcus Epp. Marcus Epp is really, he's coming into his own. I feel like this is going to be a breakout year for him. But I thought that them bringing back Anthony Harris for a year, they were a quality combination. But then I saw Kevon Wallace. Kevon Wallace really didn't show me anything. I think he showed enough promise that they feel like they can let Anthony Harris go. So there goes their draft pick. They brought Anthony Harris in here on the mercenary deal. So it's one of those things where I wouldn't be surprised if he came back, you know, due to due to the thing that I told you guys before we started. The veteran not being on the roster on opening day, so they don't have to guarantee his contract. Oh, in that caveat, they have to guarantee his contract, and he can play for somebody else and still earn money. So he'll get double dipping is what it's called. But that was the most surprising one. I think that they probably kicked a lot until the trade came about.
I mean, we've been saying this entire offseason how this is one of our more thin positions was safety. And so I love going after and getting Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. I think that Howie fleeced the hell out of the Saints once again. I think we got him for a steal. However, since I just said how we had a lack of depth at the safety position, I thought that the Anthony Harris wave was kind of questionable. I think that it would have been nice just to have him as a depth piece.
But hopefully comes back. You know what I mean?
But as one of our esteemed colleagues told you about Blankenship, get him all. He told me about Blankenship. You don't need that. It was like, all you need is four safeties. You got Kevon, you got Blankenship, you got Marcus Epps, and you just traded.
Yeah,
you got
Gardner. Yeah,
that's four safeties.
CGG is a guy who I wanted ever since. I mean, even before he was drafted. You could go back to my tweets on draft night. I'm like, AJ Brown's still there. Chauncey's still there. Please, Howie, please. So the fact that they're here. I mean, you got a guy. I like his attitude, man. You talk about that the swagger dog you want in a defensive player. He's bringing you that spice and everything nice. I think he's a versatile piece. You know, he could play slot cornerback if you need him, but, you know, he'll probably play safety for us. But I feel like for what you want our safeties to do, he's finally a guy that I feel like got some range on the back end. You know, that's
– he's a difference maker. He's a difference maker than we've been
like with
for
him. It's not even a big piece about the range on the back end, right? It's his ability to get down in the box. Get against safeties, slot receivers, running backs. Like, there's a lot that he offers in that regard. You know, everybody's going to make the comparison to Malcolm Jenkins. He's younger than Jenkins, too. So we got him, you know, as an ascending player, which is dope. Before he became an Eagle, I ain't like him because that's a dirty ball, man. He be doing a lot on that field, dog. That be like, what's going on? Now that he an Eagle, that's my man. It's like, I can't wait to see him do some dirty dealings on the field versus the Cowboys and the Giants and the Commanders. That's a terrible name. And so, yeah, just excited, man. You know, again, Howie's always thinking ahead, right? That, like, he wasn't settled. He's another piece. The ball, honest NFL was going through how – this fits into what Gannon is probably trying to do from like a schematical standpoint. So you're excited, man. Again, we have a roster that has dogs at every level. I'm hard pressed to remember. It maybe been since Hollis was playing, since we had dogs at every level on the defense. So just excited to see all of this come together. And, you know, it'll take a little bit of time to glue, but I'm figuring, you know, well, we're going 17-0, so we're going to win everything. But by midseason, I mean, this team should be absolutely clicking.
Yeah. The one thing that I will say is we have talent actually on every level. And we didn't have, like, for the past few years, we haven't had somebody at the linebacker position. We only had defensive linemen. We didn't have any secondary people that was like go-to people in the time of need. And then when we needed the ball back in a cutthroat situation in the game, we weren't able to get it back because all the teams would do was run the ball. And then if we stop the run, then it would be third and mega long, and they would catch the pass. And there was nobody there to make that interception we need in a time of need. It's like we haven't had that player since in a minute. And it is actually refreshing to see the Birds handle some business for once and not make those bonehead decisions or those Danny Watkins style head scratches.
Or the
Sean Considines of the world. Oh, sorry about that.
I'm a big advocate.
Go ahead.
Keeping it simple, stupid. And I mean, there's a lot of conversation that's going on in the timeline right now talking about how CGJ had played primarily a lot of his snaps in the slot corner position. Do you think that – I think it would be stupid to move Maddox from the slot corner and then – Yeah, no, as I was going to say. I mean, I saw a lot on the timeline. That's why I bring it up. There's people that were floating the idea of moving Maddox to safety and playing him in the slot corner. I didn't.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his time in Florida, you know, he's done all that. I just think I think when you got have guys that have that versatility,
right.
You can do a little bit more. You think about what you could do with him versus Anthony Harris. I think it's a perfect move. And again, you talk about a guy. If you think about the move when they brought in Honey Badger, when Honey Badger was talking about going to the Saints, he was like, yeah. You know, they're good at safety. They're good. Right. They don't need me. Right. And the fact that they brought him in, and then that kind of made him expendable. Right. And the fact that they didn't want to pay, you know, him.
The other thing about Evan, what you were talking about, and the versatility, and we didn't really have versatility with Anthony Harris that we have now. Exactly. And you look at, but yeah. You also look at it, and you look at the Blankenships. Look, you look at the Devontae Maddox's and guys like that who can cover a slot guy. Again, the kid Blankenship is fast as hell. I see he.
Which is wild because he ran like a 4.67 at the
combine. Why is it wild, man? Why is it wild, man?
Huh? Because he's a wild guy.
He got that extra ligament. You know what I'm saying?
Like, but when you look at what they built over there, you build because you're gonna. Sometimes they're going to come out of four wide receiver sets, and that's one of them. Two of them safeties going to have to come down on that other wide receiver because most of the time you're only going to have two backers out there, and you don't want them on a receiver. If it's a tight end, cool. But sometimes the tight end, you don't want them on them because the tight end is like a receiver. I think it was one of the greatest moves, actually, besides this A.J. Brown. This is another great one, man, because we have no excuse. Our coaching staff shouldn't have any excuse whatsoever. The Heat should be sweet, and you know what the rest is.
I mean, other talks about CJ playing safety is he gets paid more. I mean, your safety, you're gonna make that money. I think the attitude you're talking about this defense.
Yeah, dog.
Get back to Eagles defense. Yeah.
He brings an attitude.
It's attitude. Like I've seen him rile up enough wide receivers around the league.
He riled up Tom Brady, dog. He was in Tom Brady's mug, my boy. That had me excited.
Brady's didn't want to smoke.
Brady don't want no smoke though.
October 30, we play the Steelers. Him versus George Pickens will be feisty.
Yeah, that's gonna be feisty. Ooh. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have some quality matchups there, and put some CD Lambs on notice. You know they had those jokers.
CD don't want that smoke. He don't want that smoke.
You see they had the Yahoos on. I'm watching TV last night. And I'm flicking through the channels. Why is it a kickoff special for the Dallas Cowboys? I do not know.
It's a magazine.
I'm taking this moment to stop us from celebrating mediocrity. We need to quit that. It's like they haven't done nothing. I was like, how come they didn't do this for the Rams? The Rams are the champions. It's like we celebrate. You ain't done jack shit.
Yeah.
We need to stop that.
Stop celebrating the chunks. Also, what we need to stop doing is putting it all on Hurts right now. I mean, Hurts has to improve this year or move on. Ooh, I mean, we all know that he has to do his best this year. Like, but at the end of the day, it's like it's a team game, and I think everything is in place.
Yeah, I truly don't think that this entire season is contingent on Hurts. I mean, I think our peak success is. But if we're looking at this overall team and the trajectory of it, I think that, like, if you just look at how deep we are in other positions, I think this defense can carry Hurts in games. I think that this wide receiver core can help Hurts out of a tough situation. I think Hurts is obviously a major integral part of this, but I don't think that him having an MVP like season is the only way that we get to high places. Yeah.
The other part, Hurts has to take one logic. He has to take a logical step forward, right? As a passer, that we don't need him to go from a top 15, 18 quarterback to top three. Like that's unrealistic. First of all, he ain't gonna make that big of a jump. So let's be real. Mm-hmm. But like he's fully capable of operating in this offense. He showed in the preseason that he was moving better through his reads and got incrementally better during training camp. Right? You know, if you ignore some of the troll media people and you listen to the folks that are actually like giving it how it is. And so, you know, Hurts is set up for success, but again, you're only as good as the other 10 dudes around you, right? Yeah. That like Hurts is not going to carry an entire offense if the defense doesn't play well and, you know, the scheme doesn't work out the way that we're looking at it. That's another 11 people. If your special teams aren't doing their job, right? Like Jalen Hurts is just a piece to the puzzle. Everybody has to carry their weight. We brought in all of these people everybody got to do their job. If everybody does their job, you know, I'm less concerned that Hurts won't do his. I think that he'll be fine.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that you were use giving us that long dissertation, I was thinking about was you're correct. The one thing that we can't do is we can't expect Hurts to carry the team and not hold the defense accountable for giving up those 8 and 10 play drives all the time in a time where if you just get a three and out, just getting a three and out, man. It's like just getting a three and out and give your offense another opportunity instead of always giving up the 8 to 10 play drives because you're in the bend but don't break mentality. And that's it. And I'm down on Jonathan Gannon because of that. You haven't shown me anything. Like the 10th ranked defense is fugazi. It's like we got you did the bend but don't break. But in that kind of time, when we was playing against quality teams, you would give up that drive. You give up the 8 to 10 play drive at the wrong time. That's what happens when teams, when they're looking to put you away, you give up the 8 to 10 play drive, and your offense is sitting over there, and the sweat is dried, and the momentum is gone. And we can't as a team. We were a young team last year, and if, in order for us to mature, you know, we need to keep the, like you said, like keep the chains moving, like Jalen can do, like Jalen Hurts can do. If we can do that and keep the ball and keep their offense on the sideline for a little bit longer, then I think we're gonna be good, real good. We should make a deep run in the playoffs. But if we come out pussyfooting around and playing soft ass defense, it's like the bend but don't break. Dude, we're gonna be sitting right here talking the same crap, and it's gonna be people trying to blame it on Jalen, and because they're talking about, he didn't get it done. He didn't get a damn chance to get it done. The other quarterback was on had five more drives than Jalen. It's like, you know why? Because we kept giving up 10 play drives.
No, Jimmy G, please keep him.
Man, what I've been talking about all offseason is even before all these trades, all these moves and free agency pickups, is all about the defense. I mean, bringing this defense together, we have a sound defense. You should be excited as an Eagle fan. You know, we talk about this defense being a Philly thing. It has been in the past, and I think right now they're starting to maximize the players on this roster. Like, you only have a couple more years with some of these other veteran guys. Make use of what you got while they're here, like the Brandon Grahams of the world, the Fletcher Cox of the world. Now you have guys on the back end that can play with the front end. You know what I'm saying? So I'm be excited. Another thing that's been talked about in this chat, is Rager gone, in your opinion? I've heard that there's been some the heat for the trade talk for Rager has heated up the last couple of days. I've heard some talks with AFC North teams. I heard Minnesota as well. Now, are you guys would you do this trade of Madison for Rager?
I would do pretty much anything at this point, man. Yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. Like if we got any sort of return for Rager at this point, do you think that this fan base is up in arms about what the return is?
No, especially if we get Madison, that'll be cool for me. Yeah. I just don't want to give up a high asset, along with Rager to try to match the Madison, because it's, I don't know, we you're getting a nice back. But we don't know how he's going to fare when he comes over. But anything is better than what we've seen from Rager.
And you got to give him a contract, too. So, you know, it's a rental more than anything.
Yeah. And so
I don't mind the rental part in terms of them fighting to get that actual contract. So put him in that space. But Rager's gone. Yes or no?
Yeah, he's gone. Yeah,
he should be. Yeah. He should.
I mean, I don't. But he may not be.
If Rager is gone, who do you guys think is sitting here returning punts?
Somebody else.
Somebody else. Can Boston Scott return some punts?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah. You think about it. Covey's gone. Greg Ward, who is our also potential prompt returner, dealing with a toe injury. That's going to be a probably injury settlement for Greg Ward.
Yeah, Jalen Watkins.
Said it's going to take up to 4 to 5 weeks for him to heal, so he potentially could come back as well. Mm-hmm. If you guys have any questions in the chat, throw them up and we'll bring them up. I see one from Hebrard Meza. We'll start with. Start with Mal. What's your expectation for this season?
What? Come on, bro. Everybody in this room know my expectations. It's 17-0, my boy. Like, yeah, ain't nothing changed, man. We winning. We making moves. Now, all jokes aside, 17-0. We going undefeated. We going to go to the Super Bowl. We're going to win the Super Bowl. We're going to blow the who is that? The Chargers out in the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts MVP, you heard. And so, yeah, man, I'm just excited for the season. I feel like this is the best Eagles team that we've watched in a long time. Part of me hurts because I already could see what Hollis was saying, me yelling at my TV, just because the defense is going to give up just yards sometimes that just don't make sense because I don't know that Gannon is going to be aggressive enough. But, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt. He has the players, the personnel. Now it's up to the scheme and implementation. But, yeah, 17-0, man. I am not believing anything else.
My expectation is 2 wins from last year and a nice deep playoff run because we know what to expect. I'm expecting us to falter a little bit, you know, throughout the season here and there just because you got all these new toys. You got to acclimate them. And if Jonathan Gannon is going to do what he's supposed to do, then the guys have got to get used. Going to have to get used to that. He doesn't bring pressure. I'm expecting 11-12 wins and a couple of playoff, at least one playoff victory. Because last year we got throttled in the playoffs, and I wasn't happy with it, but I knew it was coming because I know the guys are young and they really didn't know what to expect in a playoff game like that. So that's what I'm looking at, and they, you know, a possible chance to go to the NFC Championship game. A real possible chance because they start believing. And without the confidence and the belief that you can win, you can't, and you got to get that from your coach. Your coach is putting you in the proper position. If you don't believe in the scheme, you're not going to do it. You're going to question the scheme the entire time. And that's my only gripe and that's my only worry is that Jonathan Gannon, his scheme is not working early in the season, and some of the older guys start questioning. So, but I feel like our offense is gonna handle business though.
Okay. Ev, Big Ev.
So first of all, I just have to, Mal, I'm sorry, dude, but I gotta address one thing that you said like 7 minutes ago. You said how Hurts doesn't need to go from a top 15 quarterback in the league to a top 3, and then you just followed it up with MVP season 17.
Yeah. Listen, don't be picking apart what I'm on here saying.
I'm just saying. No, but so this entire offseason, I've been kind of 11 wins has been my number. I think with the recent additions that we've made, just seeing how this team is filling out, I think 12 is a realistic possibility. I think we're easily the best team in the NFC East. I think we win that division. I also expect us to win at least one playoff game, and I think that the NFC Championship game could be in our future. That's what I said.
I'm going for a run, man. I mean, we're going for the way that we're built in my Kevin Hart voice. We're built for a run here. It does have to come together off the field too. I think they're all connecting at this point. I feel like there's a vibe there as well. I think they're built right now. They're built for a run. So that's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it. We can give us 12
Bob,
wins.
I'm standing on business, man. Y'all scared, man. Ain't nobody scared plenty of over here, man.
I'm not scared of nothing. I told you what I thought. And at the MVP season, I said that he was going to be – I think that Jalen Weger should become a top 10 quarterback. And I think that's his next step, becoming the top 10 quarterback. And if he's a top 10 quarterback and we come up with the defense – yeah. We should have an enjoyable time around Christmas time, between Christmas and Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. Mm.
Now, Carl chimes and he says that we should trade Rager for 2 tasty cakes and shrimp fried rice.
Deal, I mean, shrimps and that shrimp fried rice. I'm just asking. I'm
how about that, bro?
What tasty cakes we getting, right? You got to ask
the throw me the combo. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jelly.
You got to ask the right question.
The jelly ones.
Candy cakes.
Candy cake. There it is. See,
I love cakes.
I'm sure you do.
Tender and delicious. Yes.
Now, next shift, aka Randy says 11-6 or 12-5 NFC home playoff game. We got Lawrence division winners. Yes, Gannon Hurts take another step. Nick holding his with his chest. You know, says Super Bowl down. Sports King says not less than 14-3.
Oh, my man, Sports King is back. Sports King is back in the building.
We bought it.
Said, my expectations is they beat the effing Cowgirls and win in the playoffs.
I mean, let's look at the landscape of things, too, because, like, if we think about the Super Bowl, the year that we won the Super Bowl, I mean, obviously we lost our starting quarterback going into it, but what was something that we used as a major crutch to get us to the Super Bowl? It was home field advantage. If the Eagles are able to get home field advantage in the playoffs after having a phenomenal regular season, if we go into there with some heat, going into the playoffs hot, and home field advantage, bro.
We'll do the Bills dirty in the Super Bowl, bro. Josh Allen wouldn't be ready for it, bro.
The Bills are the Eagles' northeast.
Yeah.
everybody up there was here at some point.
Hollis, you want to take a crack at this one first?
What's the defensive front rotation? I expect them to start out with the veterans and Fletcher Cox and Hargrove, but later on down in the season, I expect Jordan Davis to eventually take over one of the starting roles. But it's probably going to be every two series for the big guys up front, and then starting with Josh Sweat and can't get right. It's going to be the other end, and they're just going to have a nice rotation. But he's a good quality end. It's just every time you see a flag on the field and it's after the play is over, it's like, damn. You
know who it is.
It's like, you know, it's unnecessary roughness or a face mask or something that he's done wrong. But that's going to be the starters, but then they're just going to rotate the guys in. We normally, on a good defense, you go every two series. Or when if somebody's on a long series and they hit the helmet, that means come get me. I'm about through. So you don't see
Brandon Graham in the starting rotation. You see,
I see him in the rotation, like rotating it in with the ends. But I also see, depending on who we play, if he comes with this, I see Brandon getting down there at defensive tackle too, because he's a big end getting down there, especially on some of the passing downs and creating matchup problems versus guards. So you want a full what the full skill be. Occasionally you'll probably see Jordan Davis, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, and then probably Hassan Reddick might line up at end on occasion. You might see some stuff like that, or you may see Jordan Davis. You might see Jordan Davis, Fletcher Cox, and then Hassan Reddick on one side, and then you might line up Josh Sweat on the other side. It's just like you overload one side. So you get a bunch of one-on-one matchups, just to flush, depending on the quarterback and depending on which one he throws with. So the rotation, everybody's going to get, put it this way, each defensive lineman who's active should get 30-plus plays apiece. So it's like if we're doing what we're supposed to, let's say should get 30 to 35 plays apiece, which would mean that the game is only going to go like, hopefully you keep the offense down to 60 plays or less. You do that, and you got a fresh defensive line, especially at the end of the game, and you don't string anybody out. You keep the veterans fresh and stuff. So if it's nut cutting time at the end and we need the ball back, everybody's ready.
Rotations. We got a guy from coming off the bench over here, vacation bench. How you doing, man? How was your prime? How was your vacation go, my guy?
The vacation actually is just getting started. You know, I mean, I see that you chimed in, and yeah, I mean, I caught Evan giving Amanda some props for giving you an hour to go ahead and chime in, but I'm going to give props to my wife for just giving me the 5-10 minutes that I'm going to go ahead and chime in. she's definitely not going to go ahead and give me an hour, you know what I mean? Vacation means vacation. Vacation from everybody, including you guys. Sasson, the Sasson's in there, big dog. You know what I mean?
No, so you want Sasson jeans? I'm just asking. Somebody, inquiring mind, wanted to know.
But yo, don't let him get you in trouble, bro.
Yeah, man. You know what I mean? Listen, I caught a couple, you know what I mean? I caught the curve first 15, 20 minutes of what you guys were talking about. We have a great addition, man. That cornerback signing this earlier this morning. I mean, hey, we didn't get Sauce Gardner, but we got a Gardner, man, and we got a safety in the position we're loaded. There's no excuses going forward, man. I see these guys are going all in and they're making some serious moves. The addition of Gardner this morning was real key. Couple surprises. I know you guys mentioned some of the cuts. Harris was definitely a surprise this morning. We'll see if he clears waivers and maybe bring him back on some way, somehow. Because at the end of the day, I feel like we still got to go ahead and have backup. I mean, I'm all in on Epps. I'm all in on everybody else that we have on the roster right now, but we still got to go ahead and, you know, still be safe. I'm excited, you know what I mean, with the additions that, you know, we got going on. And now that the list is down to 53, you know, it's time to go to work, man. It all matters from here, this point on. Everything else, you know, for the past couple of weeks don't mean shit anymore. So I'm ready to see these guys, you know, go to work.
And as far as waivers are concerned, doesn't it work out where, like, after your fourth year, you don't need to clear waivers anymore? So you can just be
after your fourth year, you just released.
Right.
You just be cut. Yeah, because waivers, you have to go through the waiver wire. So the worst team to the best team gets a shot at you. So if you clear the waiver, most of the time, they want to bring you back on the practice squad, they tell you not to answer your phone.
So what's your guys' thoughts on this? Because I saw from the Raiders camp that they let go of Alex Leatherwood. He has to go through waivers, obviously, and I don't think he would make it to the Eagles in that waiver process. But if he did, hypothetically, would you sign him and trade Dillard for some draft picks?
No, you have to, because he's played a lot better. The only thing we have
he's
is
he ain't played better. He got cut for a reason.
Yeah, he played, but have we played Dillard?
Here we go again. We're gonna go back down this rabbit hole again.
Listen, I'm on here now, man. So I'm gonna go ahead and tell you straight up. I'm surprised that we still have Devin, and I'm surprised we still have Rager.
It's 4 o'clock, man. It's 4 o'clock. The roster's on the roster right now.
I heard him earlier saying, "Hey, listen. At the end of the day, we gotta accept it and we gotta deal with it." You're right. You're absolutely right. Am I a fan of it? No. Do I have to accept it? Yes and no. I'm not going to accept it. You know what I mean? They ain't going to get that much. But hey, man, just as quick as you made a mistake on trimming your shit this morning, it's the same mistake they made on bringing those two clowns back, bro. So it's just like,
I don't think that was intentional, man. They brought them boys back on purpose.
I know, because they want to get something for them. They do not want to be wrong, because they feel like somebody will give them something for them. Until the end, they do not want to be wrong. Danny Watkins stayed here for a long time. Remember that? Remember that? I was like, I'd rather have somebody who's looking for different scenery and I guess see if Jeff Stoutman could do something with the kid.
Coach him up. Yeah. I mean, Leatherwood is a good play. I don't know what the heck happened in Vegas.
Too many strip clubs.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matthew in the comments says, guys, in what universe are we beating the Bills? We sound like Cowboys.
The same universe that we go 17-0, Matthew. Calm yourself.
Yeah, what are you Matthew,
like Fitz,
the Bills are unbeatable. Stop. What is he talking
about? Did we go and beat them? Did we go to beat them before?
The Bills are absolutely beatable.
Did we go to beat them with Carson Wentz?
We went to Buffalo. We took over that city. I know I personally took over that city. My sticker's still on that logo over there. Like, I went over there and literally disrespected that city. Come on, man, stop. Bills, you really – I mean,
Matthew,
I would have gave you props on somebody else, but Bills, stop.
Matthew's in La La Land. Somebody's in Mabby Bambi Land. It's like you act like they were trying to change the rule for the Bills, weren't they?
Yeah,
trying to change the overtime rule.
Yeah.
Matthew, get the hell out of here with that. Talk about what you.
Shout out to Jeff Cross. Check out his Twitch channel. Plays a lot of video games. He's out here breaking news, but he said Jay Nall was just released. in Seattle.
Hey, man.
Whoa. You know who wasn't released in Philadelphia? That would be my boy Josh Jobe, made the 53-man roster.
Ah, very nice, very nice, yeah, very nice. You saw Leatherwood was cut by the Raiders? First round?
Yeah.
He has to clear waivers.
Where were you for the past 5 minutes?
Yeah,
I might have got
you completely zoned out on this, bro.
I literally left the stream and I knew we were talking about that.
Wow, that happens quite a bit.
Hey, man. Interesting. You know, zoned all the way out, yo.
I am in vacation mode, man.
There's times when Gail will bring up a comment that we brought up like 20 minutes ago. I'm like,
bro, I'm trying to produce the show from the back end. You know, it's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Evan, with the facial expression and everything, like, oh my God, that's breaking news. Yeah, 15, 20 minutes ago. But
now, hey, I got a real quick question for everybody. Now, we got the 53 down. What about our practice squad? Our practice squad is different from when I played. Used to be just have guys who you have practice. Nowadays, practice squad is 16 deep, and it's players that that you're pretty much grooming in case somebody goes down. Anybody in particular that y'all looking at that got released that y'all wouldn't mind bringing in here for the practice squad to see if they can learn something?
I want to develop Devin Allen, man. I think that is a project worth pursuing there. I think that his raw speed, you can't teach speed, man. And so if you could just hone in on his route running ability, shore up his hands a little bit, I think that he could eventually, you know, develop into a wide receiver.
Hmm. Oh, did you see Dallas cut Kelvin Joseph?
Mm. No way, really?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Why crazy. I feel like it's got to be something probably still spinning with that shooting that happened, Joe. Yeah, because remember he got caught up with that shooting that happened in Dallas.
That shooting, exactly.
Yeah,
they don't want no more trouble.
Something's going on, bro, because you ain't going to just cut him.
Speaking of, that whole Brian Robinson thing, man, like, That guy's all right, dude. That's crazy story, man. Yeah. Crazy
and apparently story. those were kids that shot him. It was some young boys that did it.
It was the same thing with Sean Taylor right back in the day, bro.
Yep.
The same scenario, man.
Yeah.
You guys ready for the 53?
Yeah. What are you gonna list off 53?
Well, look. I'm gonna bless y'all with the 53 man roster. Y'all be safe. I gotta get back to vacation.
Enjoy yourself. All right,
enjoy your vacation, man.
Tell the boss we said what's up.
I'll definitely let the boss know. You got it, huh?
All right. Yeah. So the Eagles people in trouble with their wives out here, man. Get out of here, bro.
No.
Trying to get us caught up in these streets.
There's no need to get caught up. So
the Eagles released their 53 here. The Eagles released their 53 here. Jalen Hurts, Gardner Minshew, running back, Kenneth Gainwell. We have Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, wide receiver, A.J. Brown, Zach Pascal, Jalen Reagor, Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins. At tight end, we have Grant Calcaterra, Dallas Goedert, Jack Stoll. Offensive line, we have 10 on the roster, Landon Dickerson, Andre Dillard, Jack Driscoll, Lane Johnson, Cam Jurgens, Jason Kelsey, Jordan Mulata, Sua Opeta, Isaac Sumalu, Josh Sills. Defensive line, we have 9 on the roster. Derek Barnett, can't get right. Fletcher Cox, Jordan Davis, Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, Teron Jackson, Josh Sweat, Marlon Tuipulotu. And Milton Williams to close it out. Linebacker, Sean Bradley, N'Kobe Dean, TJ Edwards, Kyron Johnson, Patrick Johnson, Hassan Reddick, Davion Taylor, Kaiser White. Cornerbacks, we have 6 on the roster.
James Bradbury,
Josh Jobe, Avante Maddox, Zach McPherson, Josiah Scott, and Darius Slate. Safety, Reed Blankenship, Marcus Epps, Chauncey Gardner Johnson, Kayvon Wallace, and our specialist, Jake Elliott, Rick Lovato, and Aaron Sipos. How about that? Our 53 was kind of close to that, no?
That was close to it. We had a couple of extra bums in there.
I mean, the Johnsons kind of I just realized I said that. Yeah. Both Kyron Johnson and Patrick Johnson I mean, that was not, I wouldn't say surprising, but I'm glad that both those guys made it. They really showed some.
Which some Johnson? Stuff.
Both Kyron Johnson and Patrick Johnson.
Yeah, Patrick Johnson was handling the business.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was actually, he's actually pretty good. I like the kid.
I do too.
I mean, we did have that list there. Yeah, matches up.
Yeah. Matches up.
Exactly. Almost.
Matches up perfectly. Yeah.
Except for Davion Taylor. Davion Taylor got cut, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You.
No, he's there. He's there. Davion Taylor's there.
Yeah, he's there. Yeah. Y'all wanted to keep somebody else.
Now, defensive tackle, we kind of had right there. We had Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargraves, Jordan Davis, Milt Williams, and Tua Peloto. Bro, that was dead on. This is what we had. Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Derek Barnett, Teron Jackson. I think we need a job.
I think we need a job.
We still
pause.
This is our 11 that we had. Josh Sills is who we wanted. Jack Anderson got released.
Yes.
Yep.
So again, we need a job.
Yeah. We can, but one of us would have kept keeping Andrew Dillard just for the hell of him. Just to let him drink up all the Gatorade and eat up all the chicken. Yep.
So I heard how he's supposed to talk soon.
Oh really?
That's what I heard.
I know they're supposed to Patrick Johnson go, oh.
I think that might be a reach.
That's a pretty good
comparison. But if he could be a fraction of Shaq Barrett, I'd be happy with him.
Now, I mean, Tony Jefferson is out there. He was.
I know, that's what I was just about to say.
How you guys feel about Tony
Jefferson? I would fill that one out. But I think in going to get the other kid, Chauncey, I think you kind of fulfilled it unless you're going to let go of one of the young guys already. But you would have to put Tony Jefferson on practice squad first and let him learn everything, because you're not going to just thrust him in there. You already got four guys who know your defense. So I thought of that. So I don't know. I told somebody, I was like, they can release Jefferson. I was like, whoa. But then I didn't know that Howie, the deal maker, the big baller, cable installer, shot caller.
So I mean, there was a lot of people that for the past few months have been just riding high on Jesse Bates. Did we make the right decision? I personally like me some Chauncey Gardner Johnson over some Jesse Bates.
Yeah,
I've been wanting Chauncey since the draft night, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude, I've been wanting.
I didn't know that. I've been liking Chauncey since I saw him punk Tom Brady. When he punked Tom Brady, awesome. I was like, "Oh yes, yes, get out of my face, Tom Brady."
And then, if
you guys don't know anything, Tom Brady was probably gone because looks like he had plastic surgery. I don't know if you guys seen him
in his interview.
You see that his mouth doesn't move. His mouth doesn't move, and his cheeks sit.
He got some Botox done. Yeah.
Yeah. You see how high his cheeks sit.
You think that's what it was?
I didn't see the photo.
I've been on vacation. Guys.
You gotta watch the video of his press conference. His face doesn't move when he talks, man. He definitely got some Botox done.
He looks like an out of work Chucky doll.
I'm still waiting for other news to drop. You think any other? What's the biggest?
AJ. I wanted to get rid of Kevon Wallace too. I think if we get rid of Kevon Wallace, I think Jefferson. If we get Jefferson, I think you get rid of Kevon Wallace.
AJ, come on. Howie will impress me. He hasn't impressed you this offseason? There's a great offseason from Howie Roseman, man. Come on.
Stop sucking him off.
Everything needs to be perfect in just the right spot for it to be impressive.
He's done good. He's done well. But there's been years of purgatory here that we've sat through. We've sat through the Quinn Cavers. We've sat through the Barry Gardners. See that, Paul? Nate Browns. We sat through the not Browns. We sat through those. Should I go on? Should I continue?
Dude, listen. I've got faith. You gotta have faith.
Danny Watkins. Should I continue? Should I continue?
Just because you're naming Eagles that didn't work out doesn't mean that this year's gonna
suck,
man.
He had to right some wrongs. I just think overall he's done a tremendous job
this year, but
if she
is correct. That would impress me if she got rid of Rager and Wallace. Because if you're looking at it, our weakest link at safety is Wallace right now because he kind of sucks. Only reason he comes is because he was drafted.
The other day, I was watching the game, the Miami game, which was atrocious, by the way. And then I was like, horrific. I was like, is Kavon, in my head, I didn't really tweet it out or anything. Is Kavon Wallace the defensive Rager?
Yeah,
he is.
Because they've both been on social media.
I was about to say.
Being civil, like getting on, talking bad to the fans. I was like, you've lost. Once you start talking and going back and forth with fans, dude, you're on Front Street each and every week. Either you're on Front Street or you're not up because you suck. And that it's like all we have to say to piss you off is you suck. You don't get play. If you don't suck, how come you don't get playing time? Andre Dillard, see that, Ma? See how I brought that back to you, Ma? But no, it's like they both were a little bit of symbols. Especially on Twitter, when I was looking at the feed, I was like, damn, they ain't got nothing but time on their hand, do they? Because you just argue back and forth with a fan. I was like, they're going to win every time because they're watching you, and you really can't say nothing because if somebody sees that thread, you're going to be in trouble.
Check out Squilly Fancy Son here.
Exactly. That's you see it.
That looks a little strange. Looks a little strange.
Guy doesn't have a single wrinkle on his forehead.
He's been getting work. Somebody was telling me from like somebody told me he's like he lived in like Rhode Island or something. He's like, yo, Bray's down getting hair plugs down here, Rhode Island, and I'm giving you the scoop. You should report this stuff.
I don't think that any of those things, like, does any of that matter, though? Like you said, he's married to a model. He's been getting work done for you. Like, who cares? He's got what it takes, man. He's proven that his entire career. If I'm Tampa Bay fans, I wouldn't be worried about that.
I remember my buddy down in my buddy Brian hit me up. He's like, yo, one of my best buddies down in Tampa just hit me up. He said, Brady just walked into his house. And I said, what? He said that he lives right next door to Byron Leftwich. And then Brady just walked into his house and then was in the kitchen. And he was walking down the stairs. And he's like, Tom Brady, what you doing? Like, he's like, oh, Byron said I could walk in or something. And he's like, yeah, he lives next door. So he literally had to kick Brady out of his house. And he was like, bro, step in. And he's an Eagles fan, too.
Oh, but, did he throw some stuff at him?
Yeah, man. He said he threw some profanity at him as well. So I'm still waiting for some news, man. We just announced the 53. I think there's going to be one more move. I'm hoping it's for a big back.
I'm hoping for two more.
What was that?
Get rid of Jalen Rager and Big Pudding.
Yeah, Big for what Pudding. Though? What do you want? What do you want in return?
Something. Give me a washing machine and a dryer. I'm just saying.
I think something
that works. I mean, because they're not working.
Yeah, I think that the return for Dillard would be a little bit higher than Rager at this point.
Give me a two. A three or two.
Ooh. Well, the word is
someone gets hurt.
The word is hurt down with the Cowboys, and the dude who actually helped draft Dillard is currently with the Cowboys. So they've been going back and forth about getting him down there, and he loves Dillard for some odd reason. So let's go get him down there and let Kent Gilbride beat up on him.
That's what the fight.
You know the fight. Who?
Saints just lost their left tackle.
And the Jets had lost one, but then they signed Dwayne Brown, I think. So
Jets signed Dwayne Brown, yep.
Yeah, so that kind of alleviates that. So we got Dallas and the Saints to deal with if we're gonna deal with it for them. And Rager for the running back. You know, that would be interesting. You know why? Because they would have Jesse Jefferson and Jalen Rager.
Mm-hmm.
Picked in the same draft, we could have had Justin Jefferson. I'm not going to cry with spilled milk anymore. I'm just going to tell you.
Think about that irony of pairing J-Jaw back up with DK Metcalf and then pairing Rager back up with Justin Jefferson. That's a full circle right there.
Yes, complete and utter irony. I should have been drafted before you.
You're going to be in the wide receiver room like, sup, dog? Well, I know he said he felt sorry for Rager that he had to deal with what he has to deal with in Philly, but it is what it is. I mean, you control the narrative at the end of the day. Like you could,
what do you mean?
You could
what
easily.
Do you mean have to do, what do you mean have to deal with in Philly? If you play good, you have no problems.
No, I'm just saying overall the spectrum of like fans, the media, but it is what it is. Like
he created the other part himself. If you shut the hell up, he was arguing with fans online. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Get in your book and become a professional wide receiver. It's like you got time to go and then you cancel your account, then start it back up, then cancel it, then start it back up, and argue with the same people over and over again. You're letting people troll you. It's like if you worry about playing more as much as you worry about social media and putting stuff up online, then you probably would be good. It's like you just nut up every time you put you in a situation to thrive.
No, I mean, like Kelsey had mentioned before, it's like you control these narratives. Like if you put in the work and your work shows on the field, you're not going to be hearing these stories, man. So again, like I'll be very happy to see these stories end. And Shettleman says, do you guys think Rager will be an Eagle Week One? I don't.
Well, I've seen stranger things happen, but what do you think, Mom?
Who knows? I mean, if they find a trade partner, but I think it's a pretty strong chance he's still playing Week One.
Yep. it's still a long time before the first game, so
mm-hmm.
The thing that pisses me off is just being an undrafted free agent, and when you get an opportunity. They give the first round draft picks and the draft picks immense amounts of opportunities to fail, and they fail over and over and over again. But they never want to move on. You're holding up a roster spot for somebody who needs a chance. If you get that other person, it's like it was a couple other receivers that you would have gave a chance. You would have gave Kane a chance.
Yeah, no, I would have given Kane
a chance. It's like you want to give Jack Anderson a chance instead of keeping Big Puddin. It's like when your number is called, these guys are not ready. They don't have what it takes to play on this level, and you can see that. It doesn't send a good message to me. It don't send a good message, especially throughout the locker room, because everybody's gonna be walking around saying the only reason they kept you is because you're a first round pick. You suck. And you gotta walk until you do something to get away from that. That's what it's gonna be. You're just here because you're a first round pick, and you probably get one or two more shots before people just be like, "Hey, you don't get it."
So if
now Cody and
I just want to ask if we did bring in Alexander Mattison, how do you think that the touches get split up in the backfield?
I think Madison is a guy that he could be using that blunt role, but he gives you a little bit more than that. I think I spent probably about 3 hours yesterday on vacation while just watching Madison tape. He's a guy he's got that size and he's got some quick feet as well, getting the hole real quick. You just think about his skill set with this line. His skill set with this line. I mean that's a match made in heaven. I think he fits perfectly for the cap as well. So you talk about a guy coming with a rookie deal and for an opportunity to showcase his skill set to get a contract. So that puts you in a perfect blend of he's got to show it. And then for what he's getting paid, hey, this is the perfect place. And it's a running back by committee. So.
Right. Yeah, but to help the weight of carries to be divvied up, I think it kind of is going to go on who's hot and who's cold. But it's like if we put the Ferrari in there and he starts running east and west, he's probably going to be immediately pulled, and then this kid will probably get on the roll, and then you'll put the other guys in there by committee, and everybody will get like touches. He'll probably if they use him properly, they'll probably get 10 to 12 touches each. And then at the third guy, get a few touches. And then the third guy, I get a few touches, here about eight touches. But if they're doing it right, 12 apiece, and then you see what you can do with them. Yep. It's like, and then whoever's hot, they're probably going to get some extra touches because a guy who's running east to west, who's running like they're scared, I'm not giving him the ball no more, especially in that kind of town. So, I mean, what do you think, Ma?
I mean, I like Madison. He's a big back, 5'11", 220. So he definitely has a different element. I like him last year when he was spelling Cooks. I mean, you couldn't really see a drastic difference. It's a one-year rental, but I think that he and Miles Sanders throwing Gainwell, Scott, like that would be a heck of a good group. I think Madison, if you trade for him, he ends up being the lead dog out of that group, though. So he brings an element to the offense we don't have. Yes, he could catch out of the backfield. I like him, especially if you're getting him for Rager. I think, Hollis, you said something important earlier. I'm not giving up like a premium draft pick to incentivize the Vikings to trade him. But if they're willing to do Rager and a late round pick for him, I think it's worth it for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have the ability to actually, sign him again and then give him a transition tag. Yeah. So it's like, and then somebody wants to know about Marlon Mack. What do you guys think about Marlon Mack? I watched him with the Texans, and some of us were saying he's coming off injury, but he still don't look like he's got that fire and desire back to me.
Yeah, and I mean it's not a great track record for Achilles injuries and running backs. Position where you need to be able to make sharp cuts, right? Versus like offensive linemen, D linemen who are kind of going north south more often. I like Marlon Mack before he got hurt. If I had to choose between Madison and Mack, or had to choose between the current group that we have in Mack, I would probably keep the group that we have. Somebody, Pete, Nathan, Sonny Michelle, I mean, he's a big dude, right? Can get between the tackles, give you some tough yards. I would probably take a flyer on Sonny Michelle before I did Marlon Mack.
Marlon
Mack, he has history with Sirianni, but I just think he's at the end of the day, the running back position, you start getting older. Yeah. It's a young dude's position. You know what I'm saying? Right. Fresh legs is a thing. I'm game, man. I mean, how you guys feeling? I know we're at the hour mark. This is usually where we go off rails.
I was gonna start arguing.
I just want to thank you all for tuning in. A lot of people are excited about the 53 and it coming together. It's not exactly settled yet. This is just the early 53. I think
this week's practice Puga. 53.
Puga says, what about a tight end situation, huh?
Well, they were just – Tyree is still on the pup list. Uh-huh. That's how he's going to start off. He'll probably be back. But then we keep Stoll. And
Calcaterra.
And then Calcaterra. I like Calcaterra, It was absolutely. A couple of air passes from Haston. He was getting – I was watching the game. I was like, man, somebody should just – throw a dart. I'm just saying, a dart. If we had on white, just throw some blue darts over him. Just get him off the field. He sucked.
Who's this?
He's talking about Reese.
Captain check down. He was checking down every play.
And it's funny because folks were saying between him and Gardner Minshew, one of them was going to take Hurst's job, and Hurst ran with it. Because you look at Gardner Minshew, he didn't even look that great this offseason. No. So, this is Hurst's job. The number of people I'm seeing say it's a 50-50 chance he gets replaced. There's a 0% chance he gets in-season replaced unless something goes catastrophically wrong. And I doubt that.
Thank you. And the funny part is, it's like, as soon as everybody starts, Evan starts talking all that trash about Hurts, he actually started having some of his best practices that he's ever had as an Eagle. That's what was told to me.
And you're trying to create this narrative that I
there was
don't
no
like
narrative
Jaylen.
To create. You're a prime who cannot be with us.
I can't be critical of Jalen Hurts
Not that you can't be critical.
Well, you're saying
the stuff that you were saying was
I also saw Brian Westbrook talk about arm strength.
Does it help the case at all that I think that Jalen Hurts has shown me some nice strides forward this this offseason?
Like, we don't need your backhand compliments, sir. We do not need your backhand compliments. Thank you, but no thank you. And Westbrook did talk about
our but anyways,
conversation with him as well.
I mean, the arm strength thing is overrated, man. It's all about his ability to set his feet, making sure that he's using proper throwing motion. He can make all the throws. He can make all the throws on the run. So if he makes them in a clean pocket, of course he can. You know, it's just another cop out. If it's not arm strength, is he runs too much? Oh my God, Taysom Hill. Yeah, you Chris Simmons. Now, let me find out you was Chris Simmons out here, man. These terrible takes.
You talking about Chris Simmons? Chris Simmons blew chunks. He's riding off the coattail. Him and the other dude, Collinsworth's son. They ride the coattails. They dad into the broadcast booth. But man, he sucked. He sucked at Texas. He sucked at pro.
Dan Orlovsky was horrible and talking crazy about Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, the only thing that I give him credit for is he's tough, because we was kicking his ass and we ruptured his spleen. He played the whole rest of the game.
I definitely remember that.
It was god awful, but that was it. But he's riding the coattail of his dad. It's like when you actually I value. Joe Theismann, Steve Young, all of them said that Jalen Hurts give the kid a chance, give the kid an opportunity, and he'll put all this stuff together. It's like it's only his third year, Evan, and you know, he'll get the arm strength that you and Westbrook and Prime think he needs, Evan. So,
You know what? Bring back Nate Sudfeld.
Hollywood became the in-house Hurts hater and shit. Okay.
I know.
I like Jalen Hurts, dude. Like, what the fuck? You guys are creating a narrative that doesn't exist.
I'm not going to believe you until I see you with a jersey on and a shrine behind you.
Yeah, there it
I'm
is.
Just saying.
Where's yours?
And a stalker.
All I hear is hot air out of your microphone. Where's your Jalen Hurts shirt?
I get to see him on a daily basis whenever I go over to practice and shake his hand and say, keep up the good work, son.
That's all the more reason to be supportive if he's seeing you, bro.
Oh, you're funny too, bro.
You know, Evan did say hi to him at Jalen Hurts' camp. Evan even broke out his drone. You should see the drone footage. We never even shared that drone footage.
Yeah, wow.
I totally forgot.
You didn't
say
hi to Jalen either, did you? What a jackass.
What?
Evan did say hi to Jalen.
He just said hi to him.
Yeah, you know the funny part. I'm gonna add a piece to this. Hollywood Hearn was more excited about talking to Jalen Hurts' representation than he was Jalen Hurts. But I'm gonna just he wasn't super happy. He was like, I talked to Hurts, but yo, I got a chance to talk to his representative. I was like, oh damn her, damn her.
We got a quick question. How soon can the Eagles sign guys to the practice squad? I think it's till tomorrow. They can't start signing guys to the practice squad till tomorrow. Because the guys have to go through the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So once they clear the waiver wire, I guess in the morning they can start signing guys to the practice squad.
So do we?
You
do
see,
we
have
a floppy fish. He needs to work on that handshake.
You think Evan Allen's going to make that? You think he's on clear waivers, Allen?
Allen, D-I-K? You know what? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I think the team is going to take this beat.
Yo, you see, what's his name from Miami, the Miami Dolphins wide receiver, Lynn, what's his name, from Kentucky?
Lynn Bowen Jr.
I was,
my Kentucky stands.
All my Kentucky stands were like, you know, he was going to be the next. I think people were saying he does special teams as well. I put him on the practice squad as well, get him there. You can get him there.
It was a couple of cats, a couple of offensive linemen. I saw Rogray from the Dolphins game that's probably going to get released. I saw Rograding us. Mm-hmm. And coming up to Kevon Wallace. Kevin, you better.
I got permission from
Jalen. Your mic is doing the electronic thing. Yo, Ev is, if you didn't know, Ev is a phenomenal drone flyer. So
we're trying to get back in Evan's good graces here. Is that what we're doing?
I could care less about that. I'll give you your flowers.
I'm not giving you no damn flowers.
Why are you flipping me off, man?
Because it feels disingenuous. It feels like I'm getting dog pile. I got my own shirt, people. You guys forget that. I got my own shirt.
Fucking guy.
Are you trying to big time us, Evan? Just because we give you straight talk with the balls? Come on, man. I give him a compliment. I'm all disordered. You all heard stuff, riled up, huh?
What?
You all heard up, huh?
Yeah, I'm all heard up.
But now,
I don't know about taking them. Give me those mid round backs, man. Give me the mid round backs. Yeah. I'm not trying to pay high capital.
Elaine, somebody like Brian Robinson Jr. in the, what do you go, third, fourth round? Like, that's the area for me that you target in the back, third. Bro. Not spending.
You got to talk about fantasy draft, huh?
No, real life. Brian Robinson, drafting the Eagles running back for next year. Somebody was saying Bijan Robinson, but he's gonna go high.
I'm not gonna draft. Like, it depends. Like, if I draft a back high, he's got to be a game changer.
Yeah, does everything.
Yeah, does everything. He's got to be a game changer. If I'm drafting back, it's gonna be the middle of the second round to the third round, because that's where I feel like I get a quality game changer and a guy who I could mix and match with some people. But if you're the running back position, you only way that you're a first round pick is if you truly command it. Mm-hmm. That's it. You're the best in the nation, and you command it. You show why you're the best in the nation. Uh-huh. Otherwise, if you just like everybody else, I get you. You get in where you fit in. Yeah. So if we get an opportunity to get. I'm not jumping up to get you, but if we get an opportunity to get you somewhere, and we got you on the board as a high rated player at that position, just in general. Then I would take you. But unless we truly, if we truly need a back, we probably truly need a bunch of other stuff. So I would be looking to trade back to, glorify, get some more picks so I can get some more picks and stuff to handle some business.
A lot of love for Sony Michelle in the chat.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
He did all right for the Rams towards the end of last year, man. Like, when their running back group was in shambles, he a couple games, he was putting that running group on his back.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be a good signing, but if we can get that Madison kid, I think if we get Madison, it would alleviate a bunch of stuff. Yeah. It was especially the hamstring. See, Prime is not on here, so we got to talk about the Sanders and his Miles Sanders and his hammy. I'm a hammy. Pull the hammy.
Now we reached that hour mark. I got to get back to the family on vacation. I'm trying to work on the tan. See this? I'm almost looking Nigerian. Got the good vibes going. I got a nice little tan going. Mal, what's your last word before we get out of here?
Yeah, just excited. Season's here, man. Strong 53-man roster. We'll see what happens with Rager. We'll see what happens with Hollis's boy, Big Putin. But good team, man. Deep, a lot of really good playmakers, especially at the skill position positions on offense, which is great. And yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer. Hurts takes that step forward. 17-0, Super Bowl champions. Let's get it there, man. Let's go.
Big Putin.
I think it's gonna be real entertaining this year, man. This is the first time in a long time that we've had competition at every position, both D-line, O-line, and just all the skill positions. And we have a quality linebacking core and secondary. And we actually, man, it's like, it's nothing else to say or do. So up these last few loose ends and Rager and Big Puddin. I mean, come on with me, come on. But don't blow your load too soon. The game is almost another week and a half away, so don't blow your load too soon. Good things, mazel mazel.
We are the strongest team in the NFC East. I truly believe that, and I think that that is going to reflect in our record this year. I also want it to be known that on this podcast, I'm the biggest Jalen Hurts fan there is.
This is a lot.
He's got an arm stronger than Josh Allen. I think he probably is faster than Michael Vick in his prime. He's probably the greatest quarterback that's ever graced the NFL field. So just, you know, you heard it here first that I'm Jalen Hurts' number one fan.
Gail, you gonna stop muting me, bro?
Hey, we try to let my man talk.
Stop muting me, bro.
It's his last word, and it's my last word. I sorry, mute the hell anyone I want to mute. Because
I'm mute myself.
It's my last word. I'm gonna talk about this Eagles roster, the 53. It's not final yet, but I like what we see from the 53. I think Howie, again, hat tip to Howie for what he's done. He's done a great job. Obviously, the season has not even begun, and it's not even over. But for the moment, I'm giving the hat tip. I'm excited for this team. It's a week away. Shout out to everybody who stuck around in the chat. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips because they're going to be taking some road trips. If you guys haven't made your plans, you need to make your plans. We'll be in Detroit for the first game of this week. We'll be down September 25th with Philly Sports Trips in Washington. And then we're in week five, we'll be in AZ as well.
Damn,
so if you guys aren't ready for this trip, this is going to be pretty amazing.
That does look sexy.
It's pretty. It's gonna be sexy. I don't know how we're gonna do with the heat down there.
It looks intoxicating.
I don't know how we're gonna do with the heat in Arizona.
They have AC. They don't have rolling blackouts.
Nice. I just everyone enjoy the rest of your day. We're gonna hopefully figure out what this 53 is by the end of the day, and the practice squad maybe tomorrow. But until then, we'll see you guys. And as always, fly. Eagles fly, and we'll see you in the next one.